I just welcomed five of our nation's university coaches to the Oval Office to thank them for going overseas to boost the morale of our troops. It was very interesting listening to him. Charlie Weiss is going to say a few comments about what they saw and heard, but I wanted them to know how much I appreciate and the of going to say to these young men and women, thanks for what you're doing. You know, it's a Memorial Day. It's a day to honor not only those who have died in combat, but it's to honor those who continue to serve. And these men make a living motivating, you know, young men on the football field. And I am absolutely confident that when our soldiers and sailors and Marine and airmen and Coast Guard men and women met them, that they inspired them. And most importantly, I'm confident what they heard was America appreciates what they do. We can't thank our troops enough for the sacrifices they're making on behalf of the nation. And so I'm so grateful for y'all for going. And I'm really grateful that you expressed the gratitude of the American people. Now, Charlie, you may want to say a few things.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Man, Notre Dame, man.
That's one.
I think that Mr. President definitely had the inspire part right, but that inspire part definitely worked both ways. And we went over there to help, you know, motivate the morale of the troops, but I think we came home probably more inspired than even they were. I mean, it was just an unbelievable experience to watch the enthusiasm and the pride and the teamwork over there. And I mean, I can't, we saw thousands and thousands of troops. And when they heard that we were coming to the White House on Monday, to a man and to a woman, almost everyone said, could you just pass on one message to the president and asked us to thank him for them, for him supporting them. I mean, think about it. They're there for 4 months, 6 months, a year. It was just unbelievable. From Germany, seeing guys and girls that had gotten injured in battle, and their framework, their psyche. It was just an unbelievable experience. And you know, I think all five of us said, we just wish we could have brought our players over there, you know, the 18 to 23 year olds that we deal with, so they could see what maturity looks like at a young age and teamwork at its utmost. And I tell you what, on behalf of all five coaches, I can tell it was just an invigorating experience, one that we'll always treasure the rest of our lives. And we got something special going on over there, because there wasn't one person of the thousands and thousands of soldiers we met that had one negative thing to say, and that's almost overwhelming to think about it. Not one. Now, there were a couple at the end of their year tours that were very much looking forward to getting their call to go home, but I'll tell you what, it was great. And what a perfect way to end up our trip, to end up at the White House on Memorial Day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all.